Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
With Thaddeus McCotter, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to welcome Malcolm Holnan of the Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. Fog of war descends. However, there are things to say about the conduct of Iran on the night of the 13th into the 14th in its first ever launch of missiles and drones against against Israel from Iranian territory. We've had surrogate talk from 6 months at least, but from Iranian territory. Malcolm, a very good evening to you. Thaddeus, you have a question for Malcolm.
Yes, Malcolm, given the fact that the drone attack occurred from Iranian soil, we're starting to see a brazen regime. Can you update us on the status of the drone attack and specifically how it might affect U.S.-Israel relations?
First of all, it's good to be with you both. This is a very complicated situation, not as simple as some of the videos that people saw of the Iron Dome and various partner aircraft taking down the hundreds of drones, small drones, but also shorter-range missiles, cruise missiles, but also ballistic missiles, which are huge. One landed in the Dead Sea that I saw taken out. It is taller than a human being standing next to it and very long. Had these things succeeded, and more than half of the launches of rockets did not, either got destroyed on takeoff by failures or fell during the flight, and half of them were taken down by Iron Dome and the Arrow, the three missile, all of the anti-aircraft systems that Israel's developed over the years have really worked well. There was a 99% interception rate, 170 UAVs, none of which crossed into Israeli territory. Of the 120 ballistic missiles, a few entered, and 30 cruise missiles, none of which got into Israeli territory. And you can see the maps about where they were launched from Iran directly. And as you pointed out, this is a first. Usually they use their proxies to carry out these kind of attacks. And the fact that you had Saudi Arabia and Jordan and others joining, as well as the French, British, United States, other resources applied to the to countering these the assault, the missiles that were sent. Israel had a couple of hours notice, certainly on the drones, which take, I think, 2 to 4 hours to get there. The missiles, obviously, much less time. They aimed at the Netivim Air Force Base, which suffered a little bit of damage. There was one young girl, a Bedouin girl, who was killed in the Negev. But that was the only fatality from this huge launch that obviously had been in the works for some time and now will be responded to. So we're talking about Israel. They claim spending $1.5 billion, whereas the Iranians spent about $250 million in their launches because the counter missiles are much more expensive than the original. You did have launches from Iraq and certainly from the Houthis, which were countered, and none of them got through. And the first time an Iron Dome-like missile fired from a Saar Corvette boat actually took down some of the Houthi-fired missiles. So it was... certainly the skies were lit up that night. It went on for several hours. The relationship of CENTCOM, Israel and CENTCOM joining it, as you remember, John, we celebrated it when it happened because we could see the implications and how it has begun, I think, the core of a regional network with the Saudis publicly proclaiming that they worked with Israel, Jordan today condemning Iran for its criticisms and saying that it will not let its airspace be violated. I think that this is maybe a turning point. Israel has jets in the air all the time now. Hezbollah fired 40 rockets. Israel responded very strongly, and that stopped. That was quiet then. General Kirilis of the Central Command was in Israel, and one has to believe that this was one of the subjects, certainly a subject of a lot of discussion, and between Jerusalem and Washington when the president and Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke, as have other officials.
Yes, that's what we're both concerned about, Malcolm. The conversation between the president and the prime minister. Puzzling. What is your understanding of this dialogue?
Well, the United States said they would stand with Israel in the discussions during the launch or prior to the response. But afterwards, when the president publicly released, or someone in the White House released, the president's comments saying that if you retaliate, we will not be with you, which is certainly an invitation to the Iranians and all the other negative forces associated with it, whether it's the Hezbollah, Hamas, or others, that Israel will be unprotected, that the alliance that we saw is a temporary one. In fact, I think members of Congress certainly feel that Israel should retaliate. Overwhelmingly in Israel, they do. And, you know, you even see very strong sentiment in Britain and other places that Israel should respond, that you cannot let your territory be violated in this way and not send back a message to a regime that looks and probes for weakness all the time. And Iran, you know, is engaged in so many nefarious activities. And the Supreme Leader gave a statement in Hebrew saying that Al-Aqsa will be in the hands of Muslims, and the Muslims world will celebrate the liberation of Palestine and the destruction of Israel. Now, he made this statement after the attacks and after what was supposed to be the quiet period. We know that the arms sales that they are engaged in worldwide, but also to their constituents in Hezbollah, Hamas, all of them, Houthis, Iraqi and Syrian militias, all depend on the shipments of Iran. And I think that it's time that we put a stop to it. And I hope that the regional coalition will survive this and will be able to take them on.
That is, you have a question.
Ms. Malcolm, we've seen the Houthis, they take action against an Israeli-related ship. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the Houthis have been active. And despite what were supposed to be some assurances that Marines and others would be accompanying these large cargo carriers in the Red Sea, this one, in which has a minority ownership of Israel through the Ofer family, which is in the shipping business, but they own a minority interest in this particular ship, which was seized this time not by the Houthis, but by the IRGC, who landed by helicopter, seized it, and took it into Iranian waters. And I would certainly say that we should keep an eye on that, because you might well see much more activity in regard to that particular ship, as well as another one that they are holding. It's Yemen's role here clearly is one that everybody is watching very carefully, because they are on the border with Syria, with Saudi Arabia, and we understand that they have escalated their activities near the Saudi Arabian border. And the EU, four EU member states, created ASPETES, which augments what France, Italy, Netherlands, and Spain have been doing in the Red Sea, which is Operation ASPETES. Unlike what the United States and UK did before, it's not attacking Houthi targets, but intercepting their strikes. But it's a wholly defensive approach, which is useful in protecting the ships, and another layer with an $8 million budget and four frigates from Germany, Greece, France, I think, and Italy participating. So the West is finally taking up a more aggressive stand, even though this is a defensive one against Yemen's activities. But it's really imperative that that they get the message that this is not going to be tolerated.
Malcolm, a detail. We go to the Temple Mount. I saw the video, live video, on the front page of the Jerusalem Post of the intercepts overhead. It reminded me of the intercepts over Ashkelon in 2014. But the most striking fact was that the camera shot was over the Blue Mosque. I hope the Muslim world understood what that represented. Did they get it, Malcolm, that Israel was defending the Blue Mosque?
Well, that's a really good question, and something that has been overlooked. When, you know, the Iranians fired missiles, they didn't hit Tel Aviv, but they certainly fired a lot over Jerusalem, which has always been considered sacred territory and inviolate and should not, would never be a target. The Iranians don't care, and it shows that they do not care about the holy sites or the people living in Jerusalem, Muslim or Jewish. They fired indiscriminately, and if it weren't for the very effective work of Iron Dome and other anti-aircraft systems, you would have had disastrous results. What is interesting, John, is that we read and discussed all of the predictions of violence during the Ramadan period, and that they said that there would be all sorts of terrible activities that would emerge as a result of the holiday, when in fact 1.5 million Muslims, by the count of the Waqf, the religious authority of the Muslims themselves, said that these numbers are not true, these predictions were not true, that 1.5 million people came peacefully. There were very few arrests for incitement and support for terrorism. And out of, 172 illegals were arrested in the Jerusalem district. But overall, one has to say that this was such a remarkable demonstration of the preparation, the orderly operational planning and precise activity that they engage in to assure freedom of worship, even during this very tense period, and carried through the whole month of Ramadan. So all of those who were trying to incite failed. And Israel, I think, can be credited with having planned this really well. They get very few credits these days. This one, certainly, they're deserving of.
Malcolm Hohenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, my colleague Thaddeus McCotter. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.